Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball and Giant 90.9. On the program today, we'll take a look at the Ben Davis boys basketball team as they take on two opponents this weekend, Brownsburg on Saturday, but Warren Central tonight. And then, of course, we'll take a look back at the Ben Davis Lady Giants run through the Marion County Tournament, and we'll also talk a little bit about their win over Southport last night. As always, Inside Ben Davis Basketball features sit-downs with both of our varsity basketball coaches here at Ben Davis. This week, we begin with Coach Mark James. Talked to him earlier today, and he was excited about the way his Giants are playing so far. This is John Easterm here with Coach Mark James of the Ben Davis boys basketball team. And Coach James and his Giants are off to a 5-0 start on the season after a very strong weekend of basketball last week and at the Avon Classic. Coach, welcome, as always. We appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thanks. Trying to keep warm just like you are, I'm sure. Oh,
my word. It's been a chilly week, but it is winter. So, winter in Indiana, we'll see. It'll probably be 70 soon. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the 5-0 start in the Avon Classic. You beat both Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. Terre Haute North was, I believe, 67-49, and Terre Haute South a little bit closer, 80-72. Talk about the two games.
I thought overall, I'm just going to combine them. I thought we played really well, shared the ball real well. The kids have been sharing the ball real well and playing hard. Probably the biggest issue we still have, even going in this weekend, is going to be our defense and the bank boards, blocking down the bank boards. We got a little deal at the end of Terre Haute South. I think we were up 18 or 20 points. It's about 3.5, 4 minutes to go, and we got sloppy with the ball, and they hit some threes, and we missed a couple free throws. But the game's still a possession game, and we've been very good all year. I think we're averaging under 10 turnovers a game, which is allowing us to do some other things not quite as well, defend and play on the defensive end. But this weekend against Warren and Brownsburg, that's going to change. We're going to have to defend a lot better and do a lot better job boxing on the bank boards, plus continue to do things we've been doing. Warren's undefeated. They've got 3 or 4 really quality players. They have most of their team back from last year. The Smith kid he's missed 2 shots in 2 games. He's got 30 and 26. The Minor kid's a big athletic kid in the middle, and the Bell kid was an unbelievable football player, an unbelievable athlete. And they've got this Spivey kid at the other guard. I mean, they've got a really good team. So they're our first concern. Hopefully we learned from last week. North and South both had not lost games until we got a hold of them. They weren't quite as athletic as we were. They couldn't match up with us. Well, now we're into the deal where they're going to be able to match up with us athletically. So it becomes super important that we do little things right and pay attention to details this weekend.
Coach, you kind of so far this year, you've gone from a team that people thought could be pretty good to a team now they're seeing that is pretty good. And in fact, you're ranked in the state's top 10. How is it, you can't really sneak up on anyone now, I guess that's my question. So how does that change the way people approach you, do you think?
Well, I don't think any team at Ben Davis in any sport sneaks up on anybody. I think when you play Ben Davis, you always bring your A game. I know that's what we felt when I was at Franklin Central all those years. You had to go in ready to play and play extremely well to have a chance to beat them. And I think most teams, that's what they try to do. But I'm usually much more concerned about ourselves, about our own attitude and our own effort, controlling the things we can. There's so many things you can't control. You can't control the other team, the ball going in, the officials. So we're really concentrating this week on controlling the things we can, making sure we don't make, forget where we're going in the offense or forget to box out. We have to be really focused on what we're doing every possession. And my big thing is always playing for improvement. I've done this long enough to know it's never as bad as you think and never as good as you think. When you think it's going real good, it's just fool's gold in basketball. So we're just sort of playing one at a time and one possession at a time is what we're having the trouble. Kids have trouble understanding. Transition defense has become such a big part of the game in the last 5 years, 10 years, and we're really bad at that right now. Getting back, getting our men, getting our defense set up on scores and even no scores. So this is a real issue for us. I think we have the potential to be a really fun team to watch. I think we're fun to watch because we share the ball and kids can score and all those things. But to win championships, you're going to have to play defense, and offense sells tickets and defense wins games, but championships are won on bank boards. And so that's sort of the things we're trying to concentrate on every day, is getting better at the bank boards and the, you know, the defensive end. We do a percentage thing on rebounds, and we ask that if they're supposed to go offensive glass, they go 90% of the time, or 85. 85 is green, that's good. 75 to 84 is blue or purple, whatever you want to call it. That's okay. That's a B, but anything below that's an F. We only have two kids of all our varsity players that have an A going to the offensive glass. Everyone else is an F. And on the defensive end, boxing out or doing your assignment on that, we have one B. So we think that's a real issue for – we do it on percentages, mm-hmm. and it sort of holds everybody accountable. And we've made a big deal out this weekend. So, we, you know, win or lose, I'm much more concerned that we those percentages come up for us and we get better. I know after five games, these are glaring things. I know against really good teams we're not going to be able to do.
Well, you know, your best – obviously it's nice to be playing well in December, sure. but you want to – want to be playing
oh, yeah.
real well in March. Yeah. Last thing, Coach, I know that before we talk to you next time, it'll be finals week. How do you get a team focused in and ready? I know there are lots of distractions right now, you know, family coming in for holidays, yeah. So, you know, holidays out of town, things like that. How do you get a team focused in right now?
Well, I think as a coach, all you can, or a teacher, all you can do is let them know what they have to do. We call it when, what's important now. That there's times that your family needs to be the most important thing always, in your religion and all those things, but there's other times that basketball right now, this second, needs to be your focus, just like your classes do. So we'll take Monday off, win or lose both these games. We'll not do anything Monday because we have a game Friday. That's their day to get their whole week organized, turn in projects, do whatever. We'll practice hard on Tuesday. Sort of hard on Wednesday, get them out early on Wednesday. They got finals Thursday, and we have a game on Friday. Our break is brutal. We play Friday, then we come back. I think we play, what is it, the 23rd. Then we play a conference game the 27th.
Yeah, undefeated buff on the 20th.
Yeah, then we play the 30th. Then we come back and play the 3rd. And
Fishers.
Then we play North Central
right.
at North Central. And then you get in the county tournament, which is Brebeuf again at Brebeuf. And if you win that, you're playing North Central again at North Central. So we've been talking to him about when you get in the county tournament, you're going to play four really quality games potentially back-to-back-to-back within 4 or 5 days. And so we're trying to stay focused on what we're doing. But right now our concern is just tonight, Warren, one possession at a time, and then we regroup from there. I think that shows a sign of maturity, and hopefully with six seniors we'll be mature enough to handle this coming up.
All right, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
As always, thanks to Coach Mark James for taking some time to sit down with us and talk about the progress of the Giants so far this season. Now we switch gears and turn it over to the girls' side of things, where the Lady Giants had kind of a light week this week. They won't play this weekend, and they did get a victory over Southport. You'll hear us talk about the Cardinals as if the Giants had not played them yet, because when we talked to Coach Lentz, we hadn't. That's right, the Lady Giants defeated Southport last night by the final score of 59-52. Key in the game was Nia Clark and her 32 points. So a great effort from her. But how about the Lady Giants? Where do they stand right now in the season? We sat down with Coach Joe Lentz. This is John Easter. I'm sitting here with Coach Joe Lentz, the Lady Giants head basketball coach. And Coach Lentz, thanks for joining us as always here and on Inside Ben Davis Basketball / audioboom.com.
Thanks, John. Pleasure to be here.
That's where we always upload these. So, Coach, first of all, I know played in the Marion County Tournament. Two really good games for you, and then the third one didn't go quite as well as you wanted. Tell us about the run of the Marion County Tournament.
Well, we had what would probably be called a favorable draw. We drew Speedway and in the first game. Beat them pretty handily, and basically we're a 4A school against a much smaller school. I wasn't real thrilled with our play. We're at that point in the season where we want to play, you know, as well as we possibly can all the time. And about the second half we did against Speedway and against Lawrence Central. I was pleased with our play. We played hard right from the get-go. Not even didn't seem to faze us when we missed a few shots early. We kept doing what we wanted to do, and finally the spread got pretty good, and And we actually executed pretty well that game. On Saturday morning, we ran into Ron Colley, and we told the kids, and we knew going in, and I believe I even said on last week's show that if they can keep the score in the 40s, we're in trouble, and we wanted to up-tempo. Well, the score was in the 40s, and so we were in trouble. Our execution against their zone was just not very good. We got a little panicky and rushed things, and got to hand it to them. They did what they needed to do, and essentially we didn't do what we needed to do.
When you play a coach like Stan Binge, you know, guy that's won 11 Marion County tournaments and other things, and also, you know, you've won state championship, and you know, you get you guys together as head coaches. You know, Stan's known for the pressure defense, which you like to play. And Coach David Cupp was on our broadcast, and he talked about Stan not only knows how to use the pressure defense, but he also knows where his players should be from an offensive standpoint. So how is that much when you've got a coach that understands that defense so well, the defense you like to play, how much of a disadvantage is that? Or I guess how hard is it to coach against something like that?
Well, what you just described wasn't that difficult as far as planning and so forth goes. Sailor, their point guard, it boils down to players. We knew what to expect, and the idea was to try to stop her from penetrating and dominating the game, and she was able to dominate the game. That's what it boils down to, players. Where Stan has made a big change in what he likes to do is playing so much, almost totally zone defense, and just trying to get into passing lanes. He only pressures at certain times, and because that's what his talent available is capable of doing. The kids he has right now could not play the style of basketball we play or the style that he played when he was at Ben Davis most of the time. So he's adjusted. He's made the right moves. And you noticed how quickly we got right back in the ballgame toward the end after Sailor turned her ankle. That was a dramatic change.
Oh, yeah. It was instant.
Just like that. And you never want to see anybody turn their ankle, but, you know, a couple minutes earlier might have been nicer for us. But really didn't want to see her turn her ankle up.
Great player, and hopefully she's well by the time you get them back here, because you want to play them at their best.
Yeah, we want to show that we're a little better than what we played then anyway, and hopefully that we're getting better.
Well, kind of this week you get one game coming up on Thursday, and that will have happened as we air this show on Friday at 7 p.m., so it will have already happened. We'll know the result, but when I upload this today, you won't, so... obviously, Southport, a team that's much improved, a new coach this year with Bart Collins, who was an assistant, I believe, with Coach Benj, and then was at Brebeuf, I believe, at some point along the lines. But a guy that comes in and he's, you know, trying to build that program again. What about the Cardinals?
Well, they are much improved. They have two really nice players, a nice point guard. Whose name I thought about this morning, and now I can't remember. And then a very nice inside player, a wide body who is athletic and can cause us an awful lot of problems. Our goal is, since our strength is more on the perimeter, to really put pressure on their guards so they can't get the ball into the big girl, and then try to attack them, create offense from our defense, and you know, get the thing going that way.
And then, of course, looking ahead a little bit, and I know you don't like to do this as a coach, but you get a team from Chicago here in a couple of weeks, and then Christmas break, and there's no break really for you guys. You have games throughout the break. How hard is it to continue to keep the team focused when you know finals week's coming up, you've got these important games coming up against Chicago Simeon and Ron Colley again, and then, you know, keeping the aim going into the Holiday Classic and beyond?
It's always difficult. Historically, our kids have gotten up for and played pretty well in the Holiday Classic. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because there's no school. They get a couple days off and from school, and now they can focus just on basketball. And right after Christmas, they're ready to play basketball. I think hopefully that'll continue. As far as next week goes, with back-to-back games Thursday and Friday in the tail end of finals week, that's going to be another matter. We're going to try to do our best, stay focused. Been trying to do some research on Chicago Simeon. They're evidently pretty good. Last week they defeated the number 17th ranked team in Illinois by three. They're unranked, but obviously they're pretty good because you know they could beat a ranked team. So we'll probably have our hands full there. I know they have two 6'1 players who tend to dominate inside. And then another shot at Roncalli at home right before Christmas on the 23rd.
Well, the last time I think the Lady Giants played a team from the Chicago area, it was Bowling Brook, and you came out with the win. It was like the second or third of the 81-game winning streak. So hopefully that's good. You know, hopefully
that's a good omen, yeah.
That'd be nice looking back. Coach, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball. Tune in on Fridays at 7 p.m. for all the skinny on Ben Davis Basketball on the boys and girls basketball teams here at Ben Davis. I'm John Easter. Thanks again to Coach Mark James and also Coach Joe Lentz for joining us here on the program. We'll see you next week. And as always, go Giants.